Our guest in the cafe this morning is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce and Quinlan. And it's Kim Sines. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, I saw an article which I passed along to you, and the headline of the article is, "How Prepared is Texas for the Next Emergency?" And it's kind of a mixed bag as far as the report is concerned. In some respects, pretty good, and other respects, maybe not. This has to do with something called the National Health Security Preparedness Index.
Yes.
Had you ever heard of that before?
I have not heard of that particular index. We do talk about preparedness quite a bit in our hospital setting, so we have a plan in place, but I was not familiar with this particular index.
Well, Texas ranks 6.6 on a 10-point scale in terms of preparedness for the next emergency, and the national average is 6.8. Whatever the 6.6 means, it's around the national average. So I guess you can take some comfort in that or not, as the case may be, depending on your point of view.
Well, I think that I can speak more directly to what we do in our setting. We have a safety director who is also over our trauma services at our facility, and his name's Brett Freeman. He couldn't be with us today, but I can talk a little bit about what all we do to be prepared. We start every year with a hazardous vulnerability assessment. So that lets us look at each facility, the setting, and what the highest risks are to that area. So ours right now have been identified as weather, violence, mass casualty, and hazmat. So this would be what we do our drills towards every year. We do 2 full scope drills a year, and that's a requirement for the Joint Commission. So we usually do one of those in the spring and one in the fall. And so we just completed ours last week, actually. So it's fresh on our mind. And we do these drills to help us identify resources that we would need, any kind of challenges that might come up. Communication is something that we always focus on, because if you have a disaster, what's going to be affected? Obviously, computers, your phone lines. So those are the things we have to be prepared for. So we try to identify the highest risk and practice towards that. And we also, it's not just on a basis of the hospital. We have something called the LEPC, which is the Local Emergency Planning Commission, and we meet monthly. And that involves the hospital setting, all the police departments, the fire departments, the county and local governmental agencies, because if we have a disaster, that's who's going to assist us with resources that we need. We work in conjunction with the Regional Advisory Committee out of Arlington, so we're in contact and drill also with them. So it's a pretty dedicated network that we work within.
We're talking with Kim Sines, and Kim is the director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Centers in Commerce in Quinlan. So you look at the things that might pose the greatest risk in terms of causing a crisis situation.
Yes.
So, and you said weather was number one.
Weather, we always in Texas,
sure,
in the spring have that.
In the most recent drills that you talked about, what were you preparing for?
The scenario was a tornado, which had hit several areas in Hunt County, and it was followed by a loss of electricity and communications. So we took those things and worked through that scenario to see what issues would come up, what we would do, you know, when this happens, what resources you would need, how you would provide for your patients and staff. If you're looking at a real major disaster, you need to be prepared for 96 hours. That's our goal. So that's what we plan on having for food, backup resources, medical supplies. And so there's a lot of things that go into the planning for these things.
How did you do?
We did pretty well. We all, you know, we always find something that we could do a little better, but that's the reason that we do it, to try and be prepared if heaven forbid it does happen.
Do you look at your own resources, that we're good in this area ourselves, but we need to improve in some other, whether it's physical resources or whether it's training or what have you?
Yes, all those areas. Generally, communication with other entities, like us communicating with the fire department, us communicating with the police department, those are always a challenge because we operate a little bit differently than them. So we have ham radios at both emergency centers and then at the main facility in Greenville. So we have ham operators on standby that if a disaster occurs, they will come in and help us, and they drill with us also.
Are those volunteer folks?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, it's good to know you're working on this locally. And as we say, this is apparently a national review that is done on a regular basis, the National Health Security Preparedness Index. Texas kind of on the midpoint of the scale on that thing, about the national average. And so could be better, but could be worse.
We're always working towards the better.
You bet. Kim, thanks for having a cup of coffee.
Thank you.
With us once again, it's Kim Sines, Director of the Hunt Regional Emergency Center in Commerce and Quinlan, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.